or any, you know, if there any interesting things that stand out that he had told you about his life, or your mom had related to you later about that time in his life.
Well, I think it was a hard life, but they didn't realize it was a hard life until they had life easier in later years, and then they realized how rough their life really was. But they were all happy there. Her mother and had a big family, and they all lived there in Circle, so she was right next to her family. And when my dad would go on the mail trips, which I think he was gone probably 7 days, he'd come into Chattanooga and get the mail and back. But she also had all these extra dogs to take care of while he was gone, and probably when he was there too, and the kids, and plenty of work then, because that was before Pampers and all these disposable things they have now. I don't remember that much about it because I was young when we left.
About how old were you when you left?
Well, I must have been close to five because I started kindergarten. We come to Fairbanks and I started kindergarten.
So then when you came to Fairbanks, your father worked in construction for a while?
First they worked at Fort Wainwright, building Fort Wainwright, and then they got into the trucking, some more trucks, and then they started hauling freight from Valdez to Fairbanks. And he did that for many years, him and his partner, Walter Jewell.
And then Walter Jewell had this store in Circle.
That was his brother, Wilbur Jewell, had the store in Circle. Mm-hmm. Walter and my dad were partners. They were childhood friends. They grew up together in Chattanooga. And then they went in the freighting business together. And when we moved into Fairbanks, we all lived, each built a home there in Grail. And lived there. The house is still there.